The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to Spirituality 101. As you can tell, I am still excited from our last show. From the fact that we have made the shift and demonstrated to ourselves and to the universe that we are ready to make a difference and to create a brand new reality at the dawning of a brand new age. So welcome to you, my listeners. Everywhere. And as we approach the last days of this phenomenal year 2012 leading into 2013, I just want to wish you the joy and the happiness that I feel within my spirit of what is to come and where we're heading. And the potential that is inherent for all humanity in these amazing times. So welcome to Spirituality 101. And today I would like to welcome each and every one of you, but particularly those of you who are perhaps listening to my voice for the very first time. Spirituality 101 has been designed over these last 3 years to help each and every one of us to get into the flow, to get into the stream of energy that has ushered us into this brand new age. We are here on the airwaves to support you, to encourage you, to nurture your growth and development, to provide you with resources, and to bring to you our guests who are themselves walking on a path and who are willing to share with us what they have learned, what their journey has been like, and perhaps where they feel their destiny lies. Here at Spirituality 101, we are not at all hung up on the path that you may have chosen for your growth and your development, because we have come to know that all paths lead home. And if you are listening to my voice, if you are in celebration today of the fact that we have shifted, Mother Earth has shifted into the fifth dimension, and so have we. And if you can hear my voice and you're in celebration of that voice, then it's an indication to me that whatever the path you may have chosen has certainly got you heading in the right direction. And I think each and every one of us need to pat ourselves on the back, because it took each and every one of us, each and every meditation, each and every commitment, each and every step along every journey along each path that has brought us to this place of celebration and true redemption. So I want to welcome you today. Now, our e-card went out, and what it said was New Year's blessings. I think it really should have said New Age blessings, because that's where we are, on the threshold of a new year, but also the beginning of a brand new age. Eckhart said it's the dawning of a new age. It's time to speak up, for the world is listening. So today, let's talk about your experiences around the shift, what it felt like for you and for me, standing at the threshold of a brand new age. We'll go to the mailbag today. I have a few comments from people who sent me emails and communication on what this whole shifting has meant to them. And I'm asking you to pick up that phone today and call in live. Number is 1-866-472-5795. Pick up the phone and call in live and share with my listeners where you were on the 21st of December. How were you feeling? What was your experience? Did you feel connected? Did you kind of manage to sense that oneness that so many of us are reporting that we have sensed? And on what are your expectations? What are you expecting to experience in a brand new year ahead of you? I want to know your thoughts. I want to know what you're thinking. So pick up that phone. Give me a call, 866-472-5795. It's the dawning of a new age. I have to tell you, that makes me feel so very, very excited. I have been on an excitement trip from the beginning of December. And my reason for that is because I have been so, so aware, having had at least 7 lifetimes, I have re-experienced at least 7 lifetimes, so that I have come to know quite clearly as that it was no accident that I found myself on planet Earth in the year 2012. It's one of those highlights of the many lifetimes that I have lived and much, much, much that I have experienced, and the longing for a dawning of a better way for us as humans here on Earth to be able to connect, to be able to be of service, and to be able to come into spiritual mastery. So that by the time I got to the beginning of 2012, I was just beyond excitement. And I think that goes for a large, 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 large portion of people who are walking the earth today. Whether you have had the experience of re-engaging another lifetime or having another lifetime kind of read to you, or whether or not you just sense deep in your soul that there is a purpose and there is a reason, a very deep reason why you happen to be on the planet in these times, or whether you consciously travel. Some of us, we consciously do the dimensional travel, and when you do the dimensional travel, once you get past 7, you become aware of a lot that is not as obvious when we're kind of trapped in the third dimension. But whatever your experience may be, and however you're relating to that experience, I just want to say, it sounds like a simple thank you, but it comes from the depths of my heart. Thank you for being here with us on the planet at this time when this monumental shift took place, and we are readying ourselves to be the full spiritual masters that we really are, so that we can function authentically, so that we can function with mastery, and so that we can again claim the right to be co-creators with the universe. These are truly, truly exciting times. And as I said, for me, I am beyond excitement, and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the guidance of the many authors and writers and shamans and spiritual teachers and channelers and those who have chosen to listen, those who have chosen to make moving through higher vibrations and shifting consciousness. I am so grateful to each and every one of you for the role that you have played. Some people have remained in prayer. It's has been kind of very interesting. There are those who took up the stance of prayer. There are those who took up the stance of meditation. There are those who took up the stance of teaching. Those who took up the stance of accelerated learning to remind themselves of what they already know. But each and every experience has contributed to the fact that humanity has demonstrated to the entire universe that we are, in fact, ready to make a difference. We're coming up to a break. We have to take a break. And we'll be right back. Don't go away. When we come back, we will open up the mailbag and look at some of the comments that we find there. This is Spirituality 101, and we will be right back in a moment.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and this is Spirituality 101. And today I am sending you out New Year's blessings, New Age blessings, as we stand on the dawn of this brand new age and as we approach a brand new year. Speak up. The world is listening. It's one of the mottos of Voice America, the channel through which I'm so thankful to be able to lend my voice to the many others who are speaking up and sharing from their own experiences, etc. I want to send out a challenge to each and every one of my listeners that in the year ahead of us, 2013, I am asking you to make a commitment to be more vocal about where you are in your spiritual growth, what you are doing, how you're experiencing it, and just giving out that joy and the gladness of the experiences that you're having. Because as we begin this brand new age, it's necessary for us to share on a much larger basis. I think one of the most wonderful things about coming into the new age and coming into the shift was the way in which there were these global meditations that allowed people from right across the globe to be able to tune in. And one of my listeners, her name is Joy. How wonderful to have a name of Joy. Joy of Washington, D.C. said, she felt on the 21st, she says, I felt the amazing connection of oneness as I experienced with millions and millions of people right across the globe meditation exercises that allowed me to actually feel and know the oneness of us all here on the universe. And Joy, I want to thank you for that, because when I read that, I could really relate. I could resonate with what you were saying, because for me, it was 4 hours of meditative silence. I was in a meditative trance, it seems like. And during those 4 hours, I was blessed to broadcast on the day of the shift, and after the broadcast was over, I went into a meditation stance where I was kind of like out between here and between other worlds, and to be able from that perspective, from that distance, to kind of feel the waves, just absolute waves of energy, not only coming onto the planet, but the waves of energy that we humankind were greeting the incoming energy was just absolutely amazing and beyond words, really. It's really beyond words to be able to experience it. Because once you get past the seventh dimension in your travel, then it means that you're now looking through very, very different lenses. And energy, you can sense and feel and see energy, and it is very, very real. So for me, in those 4 hours to experience, I mean, there was waves and waves and waves of energy coming onto the planet. And to feel the waves of energy coming in and feeling the waves of energy in this oneness that connected us in this universal meditation, to feel that oneness and to be a part of that oneness was absolutely the most amazing and awesome meditative experience I have ever had in my many, many years of meditation. So Joy, I can understand and I can sense and I can relate to the joy that you felt as we, each and every one of us, experienced the oneness of knowing that we can make a difference. What is that difference going to express itself in? As I said, I want to lead with this statement from Voice America: speak up, the world is listening. Because now we have kind of gotten to that mark where there are millions of us who are now very much in the stream, who are very much in the flow. Now we have got to find ways so that each one can teach one. But not all of us have committed at this time in the world's development to being a spiritual teacher. That is, being on the airwaves or being on the internet or being up on YouTube and teaching. Many of us who have committed ourselves to doing that. But I want to encourage each and every one of you out there who have had your own experiences that have led up to the shift, that this is time for us to speak up a little bit more and for us to share one with the other not only the experiences that we have had and we continue to have, but also for us to demonstrate, you know, when we're walking in joy, when we are walking in bliss, when we have shifted from faith to knowing, which is a big part of the shift that just took place on the planet, we have now shifted from walking in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. We've just shifted from walking in faith to be able to walk in a knowingness. And it is walking in that knowingness that will allow us to become the full spiritual masters that we truly are. I am currently working on a book on spiritual masters, and you will hear a little bit more about that, and I will jump some of that information onto my website. Because I think we are now ready to be able to engage more fully and become the co-creators, the spiritual co-creators that we were truly meant to be. On the day of the shift, where was some of my listeners? I have an email here from John in Washington, D.C., who said, I'm reveling in the last days of 2012, he says, because for the past year, I became very interested in following the energy, in becoming aware of the solstice. And for an entire year, he said, I have been following that energy. And so what he kind of like got over to me was the joy and the beauty of being in that solstice energy when the shift took place. Some of my listeners have said, I've had a couple of listeners who said they were in drumming circles on the evening of the 21st of December, and the power of the drumming, particularly those who participated, felt the energy, the very powerful energy of that was brought forth in their drumming circles. There were very, very many drumming circles that acknowledged and welcomed in the energy. Another listener said, While I've read a lot about ascension, it was on the 21st of December that it became very real to me that the consciousness of humanity was ascending beyond the box, the limited boxes that we have created here on Earth. And so for me, she says, it was a very real experience of ascended consciousness. That's pretty powerful, and that I think is probably a topic for a radio show in 2013. This awareness of consciousness rising. You know, one of the things that I often think about is the very first time I heard the word consciousness. The very first time I heard the word consciousness was not at all in the spiritual sense, but rather at a time, at least 3 decades ago or 4 decades ago, when I was about to embark on a brand new project, working with young people in a third world country. And, we had been recruited in groups, and we were being given our instructions for this brand new project that was to awaken young people to taking a more responsible role in the rebuilding of community. And the leader said to us, before each and every one of you have been given an assignment, you've been given an assignment in groups and you know what your assignment is. But before, he said, you can begin to bring about change in your community, you have got to start, first of all, with bringing about change in consciousness with the people with whom you will work in the community. And I remembered the word consciousness was not at all a part of my language at that time. And I'm sitting there thinking, what does he mean by that? And someone put their hand up. Lady put her hand up and she says, "Sir, what do you mean by consciousness?" And he said, a very prominent person, he said, "Well, the consciousness has a lot to do with where you're focused, why you make the choices you make, and the depth from which you make those choices. And obviously, you know, if you volunteer to take on this amazing project to change, to bring about change in the levels of the communities of poor people, you've got to stop and examine the level of consciousness from which you function, which has brought you here, and then find a way to transfer that consciousness in to the people that you will serve." And so the next question, well, how do we do that? And he said, "Well, there is no redlined book. There is no manual. You are going to have to begin the process by creating the manual and then going out and doing that." And so we were given the assignment that in the first few months of this massive change exercise, we were to go out into the community and raise consciousness. And that created quite a very interesting dynamic of my life. We took communities. Each and every one of us took perhaps three or four streets in a community, and we got together and we brainstormed ways in which we could begin to become, to help people become more aware, more focused on what it is they want to accomplish. And then after those months were over, then we went into the plan that we had in our hands of how to do that. And it was a phenomenal program that covered not only digging wells and growing more food, but also cover the arts and dance and music and rhythm and the whole notion of being able to shift consciousness by means of using the power of music to do that. And that's one of those places where I began the whole exercise, the whole experiment of using music, well orchestrated music, to be able to shift consciousness. So I give that to you to remind you that we are now in the place where this phenomenal energy has come in. The energy is here. Its job is to get the mess and the garbage and the debris out of the way. And so we've got to get out of the way and make ourselves open. We have got to do our job to ensure that we get past the forgiveness piece, that we forgive so that we can let go, that we release, that we become detached from our past because there is such an exciting future ahead of us, and the energy is here to help that future to be fully manifested. So, lifting consciousness, raising consciousness will happen now with a greater level of speed and consciousness because we are being seeded by this phenomenal levels of energy that is coming in. And if we release and let go and allow the energy to get to work, we will find that the debris will be cleared from the inside out and we will begin to rise in terms of consciousness. But please don't go away. We have to take another break. And when we come back, we will look at what we can expect from this new age that is dawning right before our eyes.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are sending you New Year's blessings, just waves and waves and waves of blessings to bring you into the brand new year. Some of my listeners have emailed me and said, well, what should we be aware of? What should we be engaging in? Where should we be focused as we enter this new age? And wonderful questions, but the answers to those questions are really quite simple. It's a lot simpler than it used to be. And that is because we have got this tumultuous levels of energy that is actively entering onto the planet, and it is here to help us to clear space. You know, I think it was Dan Millen who said in the Laws of Spirit, and also in that beautiful movie that he made that told us about an absolutely real story, where he talked about sometimes we have to get out of our minds so that we can get it. I link that statement also to whoever it was that coined that statement for the advertisements for the Washington Post. If you live in the greater Washington area, you would have heard this a lot. But if not, this was the slogan: if you don't get it, you don't get it. And whoever it is that coined that phrase, I'd like to send him or her blessings today, because it is very, very, very relevant to the age that we are now entering into. So here are a few simple, simple tips, because you see, the energy is here to work for you. The energy is available as long as we open up ourselves to get to work and begin to do what is necessary. The change process has been building up and building up over many, 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 many years. But we are now at this climax where there is energy now to just zap and remove out of the way that which we have been painfully and painstakingly bringing to the surface over many, many years. Can you see that? It took many years of working through the pain, working through trauma, working with psychology, working with energy workers, etc., etc. And it has been a painfully slow process. Well, now, By virtue of the energy that is on the planet right now, that process is about to be speeded up if we will just do some simple things that will allow the speed and the rapidity with which we can clear all of the bases. Let's start with water. Water is a phenomenal element. It really is. And so I would encourage you to sip water all day. Carry around a bottle of water with you, flask of water, and just sip, because the energy is at work in each and every one of us, and it's dislodging and disengaging stuff that needs to be taken away. And our job is to create the water that will allow that which is coming up to the surface to be washed away. So it sounds like a very simple thing, sip water, but we need to do more of that during these times so that what is being dislodged and brought to the surface can eventually be washed away. Spend time in water, and I know it's winter for those of us who live in winter wonderland, but spend as much time as you can in water. Take that extra long shower, because remember, you're washing, you're cleansing. This is a cleansing. The next few months will be a cleansing process, and so we have got to kind of like facilitate that process by allowing ourselves, you know, take that extra 2 minutes on that shower. And as you do, you stand in the shower, you feel and you sense it, because water is nothing but crystal in another form, and you're allowing that crystalline to kind of wash off. You're washing it off on the inside, you're washing it off on the outside. For those of you who swim, this would be a really good time to get to an indoor pool and spend some time in water. Sleep. Very important that we pay attention to the number of hours of sleep that we are engaging during this time of clearing and cleansing. Because as we sleep, there's reprogramming that is going to take care, that's going to take place of the DNA patterns and the energy fields with which we work. As we clear, as the energy clears out the old, it will open up the possibility to reprogram and create new patterns. So we have got to pay attention to spending a little bit more time in sleep. Be consistent with your sleeping patterns. Be consistent with your meditation times. Very important right now to be consistent, because if you're consistent, the energy that is at work inside of us will be able to anticipate and know when we've set aside time so that this amazing amount of reprogramming can take place. Do random acts of kindness. It's amazing that on the one hand, we kind of like follow the pattern that says it is infinitely more blessed to give than to receive. But I want to say to you, do more random acts of kindness, and understand that random acts of kindness has got a two-way flow. When I give to someone, I am giving them a blessing. When I receive from someone, I am giving that person the opportunity to be blessed. I am receiving a blessing from them, but I'm also giving them an opportunity to be blessed. So that, remember that giving or doing random acts of kindness has got a two-way flow to it. And as we give randomly so that we can feel the joy and we can let the joy loose in the world. We've also got to be wide open to receiving on the other end, so that two-way flow is continuous at all times. And the energy that is coming in can use that two-way flow of moving back and forth to enhance. Smile more often. Be conscious of smiling more often. When we smile, we bestow on another the joy. We literally just bestow joy. And there is a lot of joy on the planet right now. So, smile more often. Make it one of those little habits on your list every day to smile a little more often, irregardless of what it is that may be going on in your life. Open up the heart. the energies that are coming in right now is about helping us to shift from our heads, from that logical place in our heads where there's a lot of stubbornness, I can't do this, or we can't move in that direction. When we're coming from the head, there's a lot that we can't do or we won't do. When we're coming from the heart, however, we're coming from that place of compassion, we're coming from that place of love, and it allows us to open up, because we have to recognize that the energies that are with us on the planet are the can-do energies that will take us to places that we cannot even begin to comprehend right now. So do a little bit more meditation from the heart. Get into to focusing and centering from the heart so that we are more in the heart and in the love and in the vibrations that will bring us joy. Expect miracles. We are entering into times now when deja vu will happen a lot more, and we will find small miracles happening in our lives. I think I shared last weekend, since I've been on the air with you, I have been involved in an accident, and it's nothing more than a miracle that I am absolutely A-okay. Given the circumstances of that experience, the results should have been a little bit differently. So I see that as a miracle. Expect little miracles all around you, because as you begin to expect them, your awareness and your consciousness begins to be more focused, and you begin to move or shift from that place of I'm walking with faith into I am walking with knowing. The energy is here to help us to get into the magnetic flow. And these simple things that I have given you here, they're very simple things, but in the simplicity, we are opening up ourselves and our consciousness to being able to release, let go, let God, and to be able to open up ourselves to a multitude of possibilities that will begin to create or recreate the personal worlds in which we live, and also add to the recreation of the much larger global space that we call home. Isn't it exciting? We are on the threshold of becoming the spiritual masters that we truly are from the inside out. And as we open up ourselves in very little ways, become more prayerful and more mindful, and as we open up ourselves in little ways, the reprogramming will begin from the inside out to allow us to be able to manifest a better personal world and personal space for ourselves, but more importantly, a much bigger, broader, wider, and spiritual global experience, so that we can take our place as co-creators and recreate the energy that is the world in which we live. I am so excited. I'm just very excited to be here on the planet at this time, and I am just looking forward with great expectation to see that which collectively we will begin to manifest here on Earth, I believe, as it is a creed above. You know, way back when we did a show on as above, so below. And we are truly, truly, truly marching into times that will allow us to see that all around us. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and this show is intended to send to you waves and waves of New Year's blessings, sending you waves of joy and waves of blessings in this brand new age that we have entered. So many of you have worked and toiled over many, many lifetimes to get yourself here. And now that we are here, the word that I want to give to you today is rejoice. Rejoice. Even though we may not quite yet see or experience or come to know the joyousness of the moment or of the journey, but that we are in a place where we have got to take ourselves to that place of rejoice, for change is upon us. Speak up. The world is listening. So I want to encourage you today as we prepare ourselves to march into the new year. It's kind of interesting. Before, the big deal was the new year, but we just marched into a new age. So marching into the new year is kind of a small thing compared to what we've just done on the 21st of December. But I want to say to you, speak up. It doesn't have to be a lecture. It doesn't have to be an admonition. It just simply has to be speak up. Share an experience. Share a story from your life. Share a mantra, perhaps. For me, mantras kind of spring up in my spirit. I tend to not go to books to look for. A mantra, of course, is a set of words you repeat over and over and over again. It's like an affirmation. But mantras seem to spring up inside of my spirit when I need them. For the past year, the one that I've been walking with a lot is, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." It comes from the Lord's Prayer. And I find myself repeating that very often just before I go into meditation. "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." I have one that is sitting here that right in front of me. "I am eternal." I've been walking with that for a while as a mantra, repeating it over and over again. And what it has done is kind of like taken me to this place where I can begin to sense that I am eternal. I'm not just this experience that I'm having here. I'm not just the sum total of the experiences I've had in past lives, but that there is an eternalness to my being. And that brings a tremendous amount of joy and helps to take me to this place of rejoicing. So what are the mantras that are springing up for you? "I am eternal" is one of them for me. There is a sacred call to self-discovery is one that I have been teaching those people who work with me. Can you respond to the sacred call to self-discovery? So share a mantra that might be working for you. Share the beauty and the joy of your smile. Very, very important in these days. If I can smile, I'm opening up myself to the energies that are here, and I am drawing a smile from the person that I'm smiling to whom I'm sending that smile. And what I'm doing is allowing the process of opening up so that we can kind of connect from the heart. So make it a point to share a smile. Smile more often. Share a thought. Share a thought, because everything in the world begins first and foremost with a thought. Share a kind word. Share an experience from your childhood. Share a lesson that you may have learned from a given set of experiences. And allow yourself to open up sufficient to look for the lessons in every single shift experience that we have. Many years ago, some of you have heard me say I've had a very profound near-death experience, and part of what happened when I had that experience is that I went to a record and I reviewed my life. And when I reviewed my life, I discovered at the record that the things that I thought was majorly important in my life and had kind of shaped my life were not the things that really shaped my life, but rather very small experiences which, when I was having these experiences, I didn't really consider them major factors of my life. And so as a result of that, I live my life now looking for all those little openings, all those places where there's a lesson that is trapped inside of a shift. You might find yourself in a situation you may not necessarily have, would have wanted to have. But in pointing, in fact, it is a situation that creates an opportunity to shift the consciousness. And since the energy is here to help us to shift consciousness left, right, center, in the middle, behind, and around us, we have got to pay attention to all those openings that allow us to look for the lessons in the shift. And then when we find the lesson in the shift, share it with another. Speak up. The world is listening. Listen to the children. They have much to say to us in these times, because children still live more open in spirit than we generally do. So spend some time listening to the children. Be joyful, irregardless of what might be taking place around us. Because for those of us who have been on this journey and continue on this journey, we know that there's an integrated theory of intelligence at work. There's a supraconsciousness network out there, and that everything will come together for the good of those who are looking for that good. As I leave you today, I want to leave you with the word rejoice. We have come through this massive shift. Mother Earth is now functioning from the fifth dimension, and we are moving now. It's a process from the carbon into the crystal, and getting to the crystal will bring joy unspeakable and full of glory. So rejoice. Allow yourself to rejoice. Allow yourself to be thankful for the small things as well as the large, because each and every one experience that we have will take us to the next level, and the next level, and the next level. We are being reprogrammed to be the masters, the spiritual masters that we really are. And I have walked for several years with the question of, why is it that the Christ came onto the planet and he did all these miracles and advised us that we will do the same, and we have not been able to manifest walking on water? It's been one of my questions for a number of years. I'm in that rejoicing moment with the hoping and the knowing that we are getting there. So in the upcoming year of 2013, I want to wish you blessings and joy in the new year. I want to send you prosperity in the new age ahead. I want to pray with you that you will acknowledge the spiritual master that resides in you in 2013. Be blessed. Be a blessing to others. And smile. 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 Rejoice. We've made it through. Until next week, God be with you until we meet again.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.